BJ and Jamie.
I like it. I like it. It's fall, y'all. Feeling good. Feeling good.
I didn't know we're on there. It's fall, y'all. It's 55 degrees, and it is like rainy and fally.
Yeah, it's going to be cloudy all day.
Yep.
Day. I think the weekend's pretty much going to be really nice, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. Even for the Bronco game. You're a big fan of Shark Tank, aren't you?
Huge.
They released some audio yesterday. Pete Davidson's going to be on the show. He's not a host or anything. He's begging for money.
Oh, he is? What did he develop?
He needs $500,000, $500,000 for a sock company.
Wait, we've already done socks with Rob Kardashian.
He's got a sock company called Double Soul.
He's
looking for $500,000. And some people are saying that, hey, dude, you're worth $4 million. Come on, pony up yourself.
You know? But you don't want to use your own money.
No, you don't want to use your own money. I don't blame him at all. If you can get some people to invest in it, I mean, that's what capitalism's all about, right?
Yeah, when you do a startup and you get other people's money and then they take, like, usually, like, you know, 5% or whatever of what? What?
You just hit me.
What?
You want to get in the sock business?
No, my son has two startups, so I'm really...
You're tapped out right now?
Yeah. No. He doesn't use my money. He uses venture capitalist money.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is my son has taught me so much about the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, how he has to give 5% of his company to these venture capitalists.
Exactly. Now, Pete Davidson, he must be expecting the socks to go big. Really big.
Well, look at Bombas or whatever it's called.
Bombas. Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah.
And they cost a lot of money.
Yeah. Life changers.
Yeah, not really.
I love them.
I have them, and I didn't really. They're not life changers for me, but.
I love them.
They're good socks.
They're a little hug for your foot.
A little hug for your foot for a lot of money. $10 a sock.
They're just a little hug for your foot.
He's looking for $500,000, and he'll give you 4% of the company.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a lot of the company to me.
Well, 4%. If it makes it, it depends what they make.
Yeah, like I said, he's probably expecting big things. Here he is. They released the audio. It's not aired yet. It's the premiere of the new season of Shark Tank.
No.
No way.
How's it going?
Much better now.
Wow.
Hey, Sharks. I'm Ben from New York.
Hi, I'm Pete, and we are seeking 500 grand for 4% for our company, Double Soul.
Sharks, before Double Soul, buying socks felt like a major compromise.
Yeah, you know, you usually get socks at Foot Locker. There's that big bin. You get a 20-pack. They're kind of lifeless.
Sharks, this isn't an athletic sock. It's not a novelty sock. We took the best of both worlds and created the perfect everyday sock.
Yeah, I get sent a lot of crap, and I usually give it to my cousins. I got sent Double Soul a couple years ago, and I had to meet the team, and I wanted to be involved immediately.
All right, Sharks. We picked out some great pairs for you guys to try. Excited to see what you guys think.
Who would have thought? The sock business. For Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. They don't impress me. Do you know if they took the offer?
They don't say because it's the season premiere and it's yet to air, so they're not going to give that away.
I will tell you, though, I'm on their website. So you put in your email, you get 10% off your first order.
Real?
So if you want.
Wow. Well, they're kind of expensive.
They are.
How much are they?
Let's see here. So one pair of socks is $11.
Well.
You know.
Those Bombas were $20.
Yeah, but those are a little hug for your foot. Just a little hug for your foot.
Man, sock business. Sock business has gotten crazy.
You know my favorite socks, as long as we're going to do sock talk?
Yeah, sock talk.
My favorite socks are the ones that that I bought for everybody for Christmas, and they have eyeballs on them, right? And then they have these little arms, and in the arms they have magnets, and then they hold each other's hands. So we all had to line up.
Everybody
had their socks hold hands.
It brings everyone together.
It really did.
I do like the fact that you watch Shark Tank and you can see what makes it and what doesn't make it and the things that they reject and the things they buy into. It's pretty cool.
We have a lot of Colorado people that compete on that too.
No kidding.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. And then what I do, I don't, you know, if you watch it or not, but I record it. So then what I do is sometimes I go ahead and Google their names and their product to see before I have to, you know, watch the whole show and figure out what happened.
Best story of all is turning down Ring.
Right?
Best story ever.
I mean, and now that guy is a shark.
That guy. Oh, he's on the show?
Yeah, at
no
times
kidding.
As a
oh,
feature.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, as feature.
They bring him in every once
they
in a while.
They do. And Shark Tank. And they all turned him down because they were all billionaires and they're like, nobody will ever want a Ring camera. What is that?
Yeah. Why would you want a camera at your front door?
Exactly.
Makes no sense to us.
Yeah, they turned it down. And then Amazon ended up buying it for like $1 billion.
Uh-huh. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right, Pete Davidson. He will be on the season premiere. He's in the sock business. And I guess you can go there. What is the website? Doublesoul.com?
Yep.
All right. Buy you some socks.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Friday, headed into the weekend. Lots of football this weekend. You got the Broncos. You got CU. You got CSU. Colorado School of Mines. They're playing this weekend. You got a lot going on this weekend, folks.
You were telling me that... it's kind of rude, actually.
What?
That you think your Tennessee people are going to win.
I think that is rude.
Nope.
I think they got a chance.
Nope.
I think they got a chance to beat the Broncos.
Nope,
I really do.
They don't. Not at all.
Now, look, I'm a Bronco fan, too. If you look at my vehicle, I have magnets on there, both Broncos and Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. I like the Tennessee Titans, too. Okay? In the perfect world, for me, for this weekend, let me just lay it out for
he's
you,
standing
okay?
standing up, everybody.
Let me lay it
he's
out for you,
standing up,
okay?
And we're getting ready for the weekend for some football.
I would rather the Broncos win this particular game.
Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
Because the Broncos have promised this season, and they could make the playoffs. They could go a ways. Tennessee is not going to make the playoffs. They're not very good. They got a quarterback that's a rookie. He's going to be good in time, but they just drafted him. He's got to learn the system.
Okay.
So right now, at this stage, it would be better if the Broncos won.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like you're torn because I saw your truck, and it does have Tennessee and Broncos on it.
Jamie, it took me 3 hours to come up with that story I just gave you. I thought about this hard and long yesterday,
okay?
And that's the story I came up
with. So who are you putting money on?
I will put money on Tennessee.
See? Yeah. What? That's not okay.
No. Listen.
We're right here.
You get 8.5 points.
We can still be disgusted with your choices.
You get points.
I'll
take Tennessee plus 8.5 points. Now, straight up, I'd take the Broncos.
He's a shyster, I tell you.
Yeah, money talks, folks. Money. Speaking of which, we got to get the Powerball today. And they told me they're no longer going to accept Venmo.
Oh.
I got a text yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah?
From Powerball Pete. He runs the Powerball pool around here.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Why won't he take Venmo?
He told me cash only this morning.
He's putting his foot down.
He goes, BJ, cash only, pal.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Venmo, come on, man. It's 2025.
Is he like, is he accepting so much money from it he'll get taxed on it? Is that what he's worried about?
I don't know what he's up to. I don't know what he's up to. But he gave me the ultimatum yesterday.
Cash
you're
only.
You're either in or you're out. And if you're in, it's cash only, BJ, pal. He threw in pal.
Wow.
Yeah, he was serious.
He's serious stuff right there.
$1.7 billion, folks.
Nice.
1.7. You were talking about AI and how you can't believe certain things. I don't ever know. I don't even know how what turned out with that whole White House and something being thrown out the window.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it actually happened or if it's AI. Nobody knows. I have no idea. But there's a story this morning of another guy that's been found living in a crawl space of a couple's condominium.
Really?
Yeah. Can that even be possible?
Yeah, because we've read those stories before AI, before all the stuff, before all the lies.
Addicts.
People were living.
Space.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy is set up. They said he had a stove. How do you get a stove in there? He had a stove, a bed, TV, the whole works in a crawl space.
Well, that's why. Okay, this is going to sound. After that first story we read where a guy like was living at some chick's house, you know, and she didn't know it. She'd hear little like creaks and stuff. I have a fully furnished basement, but I never go down there. But after that story, I always go down there like once a day to make sure nobody's
just
living down
check,
there.
Yeah.
Right here. I read this story this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and check the attic. This couple says they kept hearing pounding, some noise.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure out what it was. Possibly raccoons or something like that that's gotten in some of the crawl space. No, they found the guy in there.
That's
and they
creepy.
Have no idea how long he'd lived there. The police came and got the guy. He had all this, you know, all this equipment down there.
And so when
did
he move it in?
They don't know.
I'm looking at the house right now. He literally has a little apartment up there.
Yeah. He does?
Yeah. Wow.
And he's been living there for, can you imagine that? Do you find out that somebody's been living in your house this entire time?
I have somebody living in my attic. Yep.
Who?
A squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
Little rat.
And they eat the wiring.
Yeah.
And so I have to call Ron's pest control, and he's coming out to remove him. Well, he said he's going to put a trap in there first.
Yeah.
He's like, all I can do is try to trap him.
Yeah, because they're too fast.
You're better off with that than you are a guy with a meth pipe. They found meth in there, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did.
No, now, don't they, doesn't that ruin a house or something?
It can, yes.
Yeah.
I think you have to have it, you know, like...
Hazmat.
Hazmat come in, clear the place out, clean it up, or do all that. Yeah, they found some meth in there, too, and a pipe and all kinds of crap.
That's great.
And this guy's been living there the whole time.
The whole time. Holy
moly. Wow. Yeah, go check your attic, folks.
No kidding.
You might want to...
BJ and Jamie.
Well, I think it's time. It's time for the update on Nile Crocodile.
Oh, God.
We do have an update, okay? Now, over the past couple of days, I'll just set it up for you, okay? And then we'll go from there. Over the past couple of days, we've brought up Nile. Nile is a guy that wants to go out with Jamie. Now, we have never seen Nile, never spoken to Nile, okay? But there's a lady here that wants Jamie and he to go out. She's, you know, a little matchmaking thing going on here. So a couple of days ago, we decided to maybe just go on air and try to figure out what does a Nile look like.
Right.
Okay, we went with redhead, we went with skinny jeans and this and that and whatever. And before you know it, we get a text on Textnado from Nile himself. He's in Hawaii.
Yep.
That raised even more questions yesterday.
Who's he with?
Yeah, who's he with? Why are you in Hawaii? It's a spot for lovers.
Right.
And you're out there, Nile, but you're trying to hook up with Jamie. So Jamie decided to do a little homegirl investigation
HGI,
that she likes to do.
HGI, homegirl investigation.
She found some pictures. Now, she found about four Niles.
Yeah.
So we had to try to figure out which one's which, but they all seemed to be married. Right.
And then I cut it down to Colorado, and then I, and based on what his occupation is, and so I kept, and then it showed me that he got a hole in one once.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah. Are we sure it's the same?
Yeah,
that is the same. No.
Yeah.
What about that hideous picture of that lady that was that his wife?
Yeah, I don't know who that woman is.
I don't know. Your competition, that is, right?
I don't know that woman? I don't know.
We don't know anything about that.
No.
All right, so we went through all this yesterday. And what do you know? Lo and behold, we get to the radio station this morning, and Nile has reached out again from Hawaii. I have the text right here, Jamie.
Oh, okay. God.
And I mentioned yesterday, maybe the best way to do this is to have Nile show up at Bar
Bingo. No, I don't think that is the best way at all.
I think it's a great
idea. I think it's a dumb idea. Nobody, no. I'm not doing this publicly. No.
I've rethought.
Listen, can I tell you something? I'm not like a clown or something.
Listen.
Have Nile show up at Bar Bingo. Don't psst me. This will be hilarious.
Hey, listen. I've rethought it.
Oh, okay.
It's a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
It's a dumb idea.
It's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, I really did, Jamie. I really thought this over, okay? Yeah. Let me read the text that he left us.
You already have ruined so many relationships in my life.
I know. You don't need me there. You don't need...
I don't need you reading anything he writes either.
You don't need 900,000 people or... 100 people being at Bar Bingo and them see the spectacle and all that, you know. It's a bad idea, the Bar Bingo thing.
And it's a bad idea you reading whatever he writes to me.
No, it's a great idea because I need content, man. I need something for the airwaves.
But I had plenty in my notebook. And
No, put that away for a minute.
Remember Elliot sucking his pants?
I know.
That was great.
Listen, here's the way it starts. Nile here. Yeah, he wants to be noticed quick. Jamie's research skills are awful and led her to my fat her. I don't get that one.
Father.
Father. Well, it stops at fat.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe some others. Ha, I'm absolutely not married.
Okay, that's
BJ
good.
BJ was right. I am in Maui, but I'm with my mom and family.
See, you made that joke, and he is with his mom.
I said, he went to Hawaii with his mother. It turns out I was right.
Yeah, right?
He goes on to say, no romance out here to be had. Oh, and I do not play golf, unfortunately.
No. Oh, no. I love golf. I mean, I love it, but I like it.
Then he says, is handsome a good thing or not a good thing?
Handsome's good.
Okay. I think he's trying to say that he's handsome.
Yeah. Okay. No, because I called him handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so he's asking, is that good or bad?
Yeah. Like, is handsome, like, you know, is that a good word or a bad word?
I think it's a good word. It's a good word. Yeah. No. Settle down, buddy. You're getting paranoid on us. All right. Settle down. Bart Bingo, yes or no?
No.
Maybe you should take a poll.
No. The answer is no. Here's the poll. No.
Got your poll right here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Niall, we're not taking a poll. All that matters in this conversation is what Jamie says.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you for once.
Well, Jamie, I've thought about this, and I'm being a reasonable
We're going to have 1,000 people there. I don't want 1,000 people to analyze Niall the crocodile.
No, because if it's obvious that it's like, oh my God, I'm very uncomfortable this guy's here. If you don't want to be put in that position in front of 800-900 people.
Right,
okay?
And I don't want to ruin it for them.
Right.
Because I'm, you know.
And save the embarrassment for him.
Well, and plus, you know how I am at Bar Bingo, and that's not my best look at Bar Bingo because I'm like, wow!
Yeah, it's a terrible look. It's a terrible look when you're trying to hook up.
It is because you want to be more demure.
Yes.
And at Bar Bingo, I am certainly not demure.
No. So the Bar Bingo thing is off. Yeah. Niall, don't even think about it. You're not on the list, pal. Okay? And I know that you're in Hawaii, you're listening, and you and your mom are sightseeing, you know. You might have gone to that turtle farm yesterday, but listen to me, Niall, just be patient.
Is it a turtle farm in Maui?
I have no idea.
I thought that was in Cayman.
I have no idea. Okay. Whatever. Just listen, Niall, be patient.
You got your islands mixed up.
Get your vacation with mommy over, okay?
Mommy.
Mommy. Wow. And then when you come home, then maybe, you know, behind the scenes, the more demure Jamie will exist here, and you guys can talk or something. But let's just calm our jets, okay?
Oh, my God.
Everybody calm their jets.
This is
no
so
Bar
ridiculous.
Bingo. That's not just, it's not fair to Jamie.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, thanks. Thanks, PJ.
Or to Niall.
Well, I don't even know why, like, oh, my God. See, this, none of this is going to work. None of it.
Oh,
none
I think it. You're going to marry this guy.
PJ's convinced he's already playing the wedding.
You're going to be Miss Crocodile. No, Crocodile and Jamie Crocodile.
No, there's no crocodiles, okay? There's no cock. Oh, my crock.
It's all a crock, right?
Right? I mean, like, let's just leave it alone. Let's not read anything. Niall, stop writing.
Niall, I got to be honest with you now. The more you write us, the more I'm shaking my head going, I don't know about this.
Exactly.
It's starting to look a little bad.
Exactly.
To us, you know? And I like your humor and everything, Niall.
But it's weird but that you're texting us.
You're on vacation with mommy.
Maui, right?
Stop. Mommy in Maui. Think about it.
Oh, my God.
He's just shooting his shot. You got to give him a little
Well,
bit
he
credit.
Shot it in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how it went for him.
Right in the shorts, I think.
Right?
All right.
Oh,
well,
my God.
There's the update.
All right,
with
so anyway,
Niall.
You know what? It was great while it lasted, wasn't it?
Well, it's not over. I'm not blowing this thing up just yet. I think we still have some legs in this. No.
Yeah.
Well, why are you blowing it up? I mean,
it's weird. He keeps texting.
It's not weird. He's in love.
Oh, my God.
He wants to have babies and stuff. Yeah. He's in love. You know, I understand that.
What,
I mean,
are we on The Golden Bachelor right now? The audio version?
Oh, God. How old is Niall? Do we even
51.
Know? 51. Is he 51?
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy.
He is.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. And he has a great job.
And yeah.
And that's important for me.
Right.
Because the past, they
that,
have not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good.
I mean, the only black eye I see so far is being in Maui with mommy. That's weird.
Oh, my God.
Just
poor
saying.
Guy.
No, Lord. Crocodile. There you go. Little update this morning. I'm sure we'll hear from him.
DJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. How did I miss this? I got to start playing the theme song when we talk about Now Crocodile, Jamie. I can't believe I didn't think of this.
Baby, we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Take a look at us now.
Oh, Jamie and Niall.
We standing 10 feet tall. Take a look at us now.
Take a look at us now.
Come on.
We have no way to stay afloat. We were scared and scared.
See you two dancing together in the moonlight in Maui.
On a sky high note somehow.
Oh, what a story. What a story. What a story.
It's just so uncomfortable.
That's one of the greatest movies, folks, of all time. If you ever get the chance to see La La Crocodile,
Yeah.
You got to lock that one in.
You know, I'm going to agree with this. Hold on. Somebody wrote this, texted this. Honestly, I don't know why anyone would want to date Jamie and be picked apart live on the air. No kidding. No kidding. No kidding.
He's in Maui with mommy. Okay.
Why do you keep saying
it's,
mommy?
It's called easy. A PJ torpedo.
It's easy to pick on that, okay?
It is called a PJ torpedo. He does it every time.
He makes it easy.
Yeah, every time.
Oh, you like this guy?
Oh, yeah. Watch this. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Carson. The PJ torpedo. Live in action.
I'm just trying to get you guys together.
Oh my God.
I'm just working my magic for love.
Somebody said, I'm sorry, but it made me laugh out loud when BJ thought he wrote fat her. It was father. But the way it cut it up, it went to the next.
Yeah, our text isn't the greatest.
Exactly. Yeah. Fat her.
Fat. I kept trying to find out what the next word would be.
Right.
I was wondering who he's calling fat.
Fat her.
I couldn't figure that part out.
It was fat her.
I don't know.
Her. Yeah. All right.
Anyway. All right. Well, I tried.
Speaking of which, as long as we're talking about dating and stuff, Carson, very excited. And sorry, even though you helped me with the golden torpedo, ma'am.
Yeah.
Very excited about the Golden Bachelor. Told me all the details about it.
No kidding.
We got two women from Colorado going to be on this.
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
One is 65 and one is 66, and they're both looking for love.
I can't believe this crap's on the air.
It's the gold. People love the golden bachelor. They love it.
That is such a.
They love it more than
trash.
But it's better than the regular Bachelor.
It's way better now because, you know, everyone on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they're all just looking for followers now and to become influencers.
Right.
So, like, that's kind of played out. But now we got the seniors falling
but
in love.
Here's what I don't understand.
Right, and I think everybody pictures, like, their lonely grandma going on this show.
Or even their parents sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and then, like, hooking up.
How do you get past the part knowing that with that Gary, Jerry, whatever his name was, it was all a scam? Everybody was scammed on it. The guy, from the very beginning. Yeah, it was. It was. Then he was going to marry the lady. That never happened. None of this stuff.
What part was the scam?
About him being a part of his bio that he gave out. Remember? It turned out that it was completely false.
No, and a lot of people thought that he was already in a relationship, but that wasn't true. The rumors weren't true. Gary's a genuine dude.
Really?
He was looking for love.
Spadil, can you look into those rumors real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Look at what was he accused of? He was accused of so-and-so. It turned out to be a big fraud.
No, he's a genuine dude, BJ.
It was all rumors.
Gary is it Gary?
Gary.
Gary is a genuine dude.
He's not with that lady.
No, he's not because, she didn't want to move with him. And then I'm pretty sure he had medical issues.
Oh.
And he was in another relationship.
No.
According to the rumors.
No, he was not in a relationship.
Yes, he was.
No, that was all false.
All right. Spadil, are you looking?
Yeah, I'm seeing that it was a rumor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he wasn't in a relationship.
He wasn't in a relationship.
I take it back. Gary's a genuine
he's
dude.
A genuine dude.
I keep up on my senior living, okay?
All right, back to the new one then. All right, let's go back to the new one.
So we have two, right? From Inglewood and Denver?
Yeah, Debbie's from Denver. She's a fitness professional. And then, who's the other one? Hold on.
Debbie from Denver. I like the ring of that.
And then Cheryl, she's a former IRS employee.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think I saw where they're both roommates over at Pushing Up Daisies, that place over down, you know, in Inglewood.
Shady Acres or something?
No, I think it's called Pushing Up Daisies.
I don't think they call a senior living facility Pushing Up Daisies. I'm pretty sure.
BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.